Welcome to this broadcast today. Once again, my name is Moses Musinguzi. I'm the pastor of a church in Ntinda called Last Adam Utabanako. I pray that you will be blessed, and I pray that you put into practice whatever God will enable you to learn from this program. I'll begin the program by reading an article that appeared in the New Vision of May 13th, 2020, which was 4 days ago. The article was on page 3, and it was entitled, quote, "Most Ugandans unable to sustain their lifestyles in lockdown, survey," unquote. I'm going to read a few paragraphs from this article, but not necessarily in the order in which those paragraphs were written. Okay? So, I'm going to start. The survey was conducted by Financial Sector Deepening Uganda, FSDU, in partnership with the Finance Ministry and Altai Consulting Limited. The survey sought to understand the resilience and coping mechanisms of adults in Uganda prior to the COVID-19 crisis. The survey reveals that 57% of Ugandans were unable to sustain their lifestyles after just a day into the lockdown. Additionally, 81% of the population was unable to sustain their lifestyles after 15 days of the lockdown. Thomas Bwire, an economist, attributed the inability of Ugandans to maintain their lifestyles to living hand to mouth, which he says is dangerous. He decried the poor savings culture of Ugandans, saying it has greatly attributed to the picture in the report. And there ends what I wanted to quote from that article. Okay? Now, that article is basically saying what we have been studying here, okay, in the last 3 or 4 broadcasts. Okay? And we have learned that we should save monies, okay, during the good times, so that that money can take care of us when times are bad, like in this crisis that Uganda and the world is experiencing. And we learned that from the story of Joseph in the Bible, who saved money, consistently saved money or grain, okay, in the 7 years of abundance, okay, and that which he saved was able to take care of the Egyptians and the family of Jacob in the 7 years of famine, okay. Now, for us Christians, we should not only save money, okay, but we should also give as we are led by God, okay. We should save and we should also give. The world is not going to teach us to give, okay? But God would want us to do both, okay? And according to Proverbs chapter 11, 24, we learn that if a Christian only saves or saves much more than what God would want him to, that Christian will instead end up in poverty. Okay? And let me read that scripture, Proverbs 11, 24. It says that there is one who scatters, yet increases more. And there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. Alright? So the Lord is saying, yes, go ahead and save. Okay, saving is of me. Okay, however, do not save much more than I would want you to. If you do that, then you instead end up in luck. Okay? But he also adds and says that when you give generously, you increase more. Okay? And of course, that increase will take care of you in times of financial crisis. Glory be to God. Last week, I told you a dream I had in 2010, which emphasized that lesson. Okay? It emphasized the lesson that saving on its own, if not coupled with generosity, okay, will not bring financial well-being. Okay? And then we went ahead and we saw what makes our giving productive or what is needed for the financial seeds that we sow to bring a harvest. Okay? And that is what we're going to emphasize today. Okay? God says that give and it shall be given back to you. A good measure, pressed down and shaken together. Alright? However, we also learn in the Bible that giving on its own, okay, is not good enough. Okay? We learn that if the giver is not, his heart is not filled with love. Okay? That giving will not produce any benefit. That giving will not profit him anything. And we saw that, after we read 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 3. It says that, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Alright? So, again, I'm emphasizing this point because it is very important. The point of the importance of love as far as giving is concerned. Okay? It has been neglected in our generation, and it has even been made worse by the false hyper grace doctrine, which says that how you live or the condition of your heart doesn't really matter, okay, as long as you just go around telling people how blessed you are. Okay. However, according to God, it matters a lot. Okay. It matters a lot in all things, including financial prosperity. Okay. Paul said once again in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 3, he said that, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Alright? Saints of God, if you give, okay, the only way you can expect your giving to bring a harvest, okay, is by, first of all, you should be motivated by love as you give. Okay? Your love should be sincere. Okay? Number two, your heart must be filled with love. If your heart is filled with anything else other than love, okay, that giving is not going to profit you anything. Okay? If your heart is filled with unforgiveness, if your heart is filled with bitterness, if your heart is filled with strife, if your heart is filled with lust, okay, if your heart is filled with such filth, okay, the Bible says that even if you give all your goods to the poor, that giving will profit you nothing. And one of the things that means is that that giving will not bring a harvest. Glory be to God. Now, more concerning love, okay? Let's talk more concerning this love issue, because it is the most important thing, actually. Okay, it is the most important thing as far as financial well-being is concerned. Okay, because number one, for you to give, okay, in order to receive from God, okay, you should be motivated by love. So you can see the starting point is love. Okay, so you give because you love. Okay, number two, even when you give out of love, okay, again, your heart must be filled with love. Okay, now, as I said, let's define what love is according to the Bible. Okay, in John chapter 14, verse 21, Jesus said that he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. All right, now that means if you don't keep the commandments of the Lord or the commandments of God, then you don't love him. Okay? And because you don't love the Lord, that means that your giving will not profit you anything. Glory be to God. Now, these are things which the modern church, okay, especially the church around Kampala in this Uganda, okay, they don't want to hear these things. But thank God, I'm reading to you the scriptures which you can check out yourself, and if you don't agree with them, then there's nothing much even the Lord can do for you. All right? Jesus said, John chapter 14, verse 21, that he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he, who loves me. Okay, so if you keep God's commandments, that means you love him, and therefore your giving will produce a harvest. Hallelujah. Okay, Romans chapter 13, verse 10 also says that love does no harm to a neighbor. Okay, Romans 13, verse 10, love does no harm to a neighbor. Okay, love worketh no ill. Love does not do wrong to a neighbor. Okay, if your default is to do wrong, is to mistreat the brethren or God's people in general, okay, if you're a liar, if you're always stealing from others, you're not honest in your dealings, okay, the Bible says that you are harming a neighbor, you're harming God's people, and for that matter, you're not walking in love, and for that matter, your giving will profit you or nothing. Glory be to God. All right? Saints of God, we have to come back once again to living the lifestyle worthy of a Christian. Okay? It is that lifestyle that God actually considers as love. And anyone who lives a holy life, a pure life, a life of love, a life, characterized by obeying the commandments of God, that person will see financial well-being, okay? If they give because they love and they continue to walk in love by obeying the commandments of the Lord, then in times of famine, okay, they shall not lack because they are giving will profit them. Their giving will bring increase into their lives. Glory be to God. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 23, we read this scripture last week and I'll read it again. It says that Jesus rebuked those who tithed but did not walk in love. Okay? Yes, he did that. And let me read for you what the Bible actually says in Matthew 23, 23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithes of mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. Okay, so these people were tithing, okay, of spices, of even the smallest things. Alright? However, the Lord says that you have neglected something more important. You have neglected love. Okay? He says that you have neglected justice. That means that you're not treating people fairly. Okay? And as Paul said, you're harming your neighbor. And the Lord here says that actually doing good to your neighbor, okay, practicing justice is more important than tithing. Okay, he says you pay tithe, okay, but you have neglected the weightier matters, weightier. Giving and tithing are of great weight, okay. However, love, okay, which the Lord here defined as justice, mercy, and faithfulness, okay, is weightier, is of greater weight. Okay, so you cannot tithe, but when you're not walking in love. Okay, if you tithe, but you're not walking in love, okay, you're mistreating your brethren, you're cheating them, you borrow, but you do not pay, okay, you're committing adultery, okay, that means you're doing ill to a husband somewhere or to a wife somewhere by sleeping with their spouses. Okay, the Lord says you're not walking in love, you're mistreating people, and therefore your giving will profit you nothing. Glory be to God. Okay, Proverbs chapter 15 verse 8 says that the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. Okay, please, after this broadcast, look up that scripture and think about it. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 8. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. That means that Christians who are wicked, okay, people who attend church every Sunday, go for Bible studies every once in a week or so, okay, they read their Bibles every day, okay, they have the phone numbers of all the prophets in the land, they go around telling people how blessed they are, okay. However, if they are living lives contrary to the commandments of the Lord, God says that is wickedness. And for that matter, their sacrifices, their giving, okay, their tithes, okay, are considered an abomination to the Lord. Okay, those are not my words. Those are the words of the Lord found in Proverbs chapter 15 verse 8, which says, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. Okay, dear saints, we have to go back to living by the word of the Lord. We have to go back to living by the commandments of the Lord. Jesus said that is how we show God that we love him. And according to Paul, if we give and we love, okay, our giving will profit us. Okay, it will bring a harvest that will take care of us in the good and in the bad times. Hallelujah. Okay, now, you remember the story of Israel, the nation of Israel, okay, when they went out of Egypt led by Moses, okay? Now, it was because of disobedience to God's commandments that caused all the adults who left Egypt, except a few like Caleb and Joshua not to enter the promised land, okay, because of disobedience, okay, which is a sign of unbelief, okay. It is because of that that many, okay, didn't enter the promised land. Likewise, failure on our side to walk in love by obeying the commandments of God will keep us out of the land of financial prosperity that God has for us. This will especially be evident in times of famine or financial crisis times. Glory be to God. Let me read for you what 1 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 1 to 11. What it says concerning why the children of Israel did not enter the land of promise and what we're supposed to learn from it as far as financial prosperity is concerned. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, I'm going to read from verse 1. It says that, "Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness." That means they died in the wilderness. Okay, why? Because God was not pleased with them. Okay, now verse 6 says, "Now these things became our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted." Okay, the lust of the world will get you in trouble. It is because of lusting after evil things, okay? That is why the children of Israel did not enter the promised land. And it says that this is supposed to be our example. So that means that even us, if we love the world and we are living like the world, God will not be pleased with us, okay? And we shall not enter the promised land of financial well-being, even if we tithe and give. Okay? Verse 7 says, "And do not become idolaters as some were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play." Okay? Idolatry. Okay? There are Christians, there are people in church who actually, they are into idolatry of different kinds, okay? But the Bible here says, do not do that. Do not do that. For it is because of that that the children of Israel, okay, though they were saved from Egypt, did not enter the promised land where God says that, you'll find the land flowing with milk and honey. All right? Now, even as if we practice idolatry, we shall not enter our land of milk and honey, okay? The land where milk and honey flow. Then in verse 8 it says, "We should not commit sexual immorality as some of them did. And in one day, 20,000 fell." Okay, sexual immorality, which includes adultery, sex before marriage, it includes homosexuality, it includes pornography, it includes all those things, okay? The Lord says we shouldn't do that because when the children of Israel did that, in one day, 20,000 fell, okay? And that means they did not enter the promised land. Therefore, we too should live sexually pure lives, okay? And if we do that, as we are giving, then we shall experience financial well-being. Verse 9 says, let us not tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents. Nor complain, as some of them also complain and were destroyed by the destroyer. Okay, complaining. Okay, grumbling. Okay, grumbling and complaining are of the devil. And you might think it is a small thing, but according to heaven, it's a big thing, and it will mess you up as far as your financial well-being is concerned. Be content with what you have, okay? Be content, be thankful to God for what you have, and as you give, God will increase you. Okay? Verse 11 says that now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. These things, okay, were written for our examples, and they were written for our admonition. Therefore, we must take them very seriously. Okay? In a nutshell, okay, I've been telling you about living holy lives. Okay? Living sanctified lives. Living as children of God. Living as those who are born of God. Okay? Peter said that our God is holy, therefore we should also be holy. Holiness must once again be preached in the church. Many, you know, are avoiding the subject because they want to preach a feel-good message that will grow their congregations. However, God says, okay, if you're not living, okay, a pure life, so that means you're not obeying my commandments. Okay, and since you're not obeying my commandments, okay, that is evidence that you don't love me. And because you don't love me, okay, even if you give, I, God, will not give you financial increase. Okay, I will not do that. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, in addition to saving, let us also give. Okay, but as we give, let us make sure that our hearts are filled with love and that we are walking lives that God calls lives of love. And those lives of love, lifestyles of love, if I should say, are lives which are according to the commandments of the Lord. And when we do that, we shall prosper. Glory be to God. We shall prosper. There shall not be lack in our lives. I hope you take that seriously, and yes, one day you have a testimony in that regard. May God bless you. May God keep you. May you see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen.
Every Sunday, starting at 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m., do not miss The Word of Moses with Pastor Moses Musinguzi of Last Adam Tabernacle, that is located at Nobview Hotel in Ntinda.